All right, listen up. Where did I stop it? Because his great love, okay. Let's do verse 4. He chose us before he chose us to be his very own, joining us to himself, even before he laid the foundation of the universe. Because of his great love, he ordained us that we what? Would be seen as holy. How? In his eyes. With an unstained what? Innocent. With what? An innocent that does not have any kind of stain on it. You ever get a white dress or suit or clothes? And you get a spot on it, it shows up just big time, doesn't it? Amen. And you send it to the cleaner trying to get that spot out. My point is, God wants you to see. He joined us so we could be in his eyes. There ain't nothing stained. There's no trace of sin, no trace of unrighteousness, no trace of evil, no trace of ungodliness, no trace of anything. You are totally innocent before God. Right now, all the things you're going through your mind that you participated in. That's why he wants to preach truth. Because truth will make sin look real bad. Amen. And if you get the truth in your heart, you just won't keep sin around your life. Amen. You say, I ain't doing that. I will not embarrass or disgrace or disrespect my precious Father. I love him so much. I love him so much. I don't care who, what, and I don't care who it is. I don't care what they think about me. I'm in love with Jesus. I'm in love with Jesus. I want to please him. You know, you get around certain people, and some of them will do you that way. They'll try to influence you and take control and make you do like they want you to do. I got to do like Jesus want me to do. Amen? All right, watch this. For it was always in his perfect plan to adopt us. It was always in his what? Perfect plan to adopt us. He marked our horizontal, our destiny. Before we got here, he's already marked our destiny. He's already planned our lives, how we're to live. It's already finished. He's already planned it. He adopted us. You notice in the second chapter, it talks about we Gentiles didn't have any covenant with God, but the Jew had a covenant. But he brought the two together and made them one. Because it was his perfect plan that we be like him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Adopt us as his delightful children through our union with Jesus. How did he do it? Through our union with Jesus, the anointed one. So that his what? Tremendous love that cascade over us would do what? All right, let's look at that for a minute. So that his tremendous love, what love? Tremendous love that cascade over us. Let me give you an idea of what cascade means. And this is how his tremendous love cascade over us. would glorify his grace, would do what? Glorify his grace. His tremendous love cascades over us. How many ever, how many of you ever seen the probably, I never been to it, so you may have, so how many of you ever seen the Niagara Fall? I'll get it out in a minute. Niagara Fall. How many of you ever seen that water coming off that? And that water is flowing down. If you were down under that thing, they couldn't see you. That's a tremendous thing to see that water. And that just kind of dropped in the bucket compared to his love cascading over us. His tremendous love. What you think can get to you? That's the reason. That's why, should I say. That's why he said love never fail. Yeah. Hallelujah. Cascading over us. He said, and it will, and this love, that tremendous love that's cascading over us would glorify his grace. Would do what? Glorify. Would glorify his grace. Other word, the King James says it like this. The King James says it like this. This is verse 6. This is the way the King James says it. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved. It would glorify to the praise. His love is cascading over us. It's so tremendous. It's to the praise of the glory of his grace. His grace. Grace, who is grace? Who is grace? God. What is grace? God's ability. That is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything that God can't do? In his will, in his plan, there's some things, you know, when it comes down to lying and being dishonest, he can't do that. I'm talking about his will. Is there anything too hard? Is there anything too big? Well, he released his grace over us to the praise of the glory of his grace so that we can do whatever the will of God is. There's no mountain high enough. There's no valley low enough. There's nothing so wide that it can block us from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, for the same love he has, listen to this. For the same love he has for his beloved one Jesus, he has for us. Think about it for just a minute. Just think about it. The same love, for God so loved Jesus. Turn with me to Acts chapter 2. Let's just read it. Acts chapter 2. I'm reading this from the King James. We're coming right back. Acts chapter 2. And Luke wrote, said it like this. This is what Luke said. Now listen. He said, and then I get to, I'm going to read several verses here. Luke 2:24, whom God raised up, having loosed what? The pain of death, because it were not possible that he should be holding of it. For God, for David spake of him, spake concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my faith. For he is on my right hand that he should not be moved, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my what? Heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh did what? Shall rest in hope. Because what? Because what? Thou wilt not leave what? My soul in hell. That's where I want to get to.